Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Friday night, man. We used to get pizza. That's original. Oh, man. You want a job? Hey, you Yins want a job? I got a good job for you. Seriously. There's a company here. That, first of all, there's a friend of mine. His name's Chuck Hamill. Chuck is what we call in the real world a superstar. He's a mover and a shaker, unbelievably smart, insanely generous in the community. Has no interest in anything high profile, wants no credit for doing wonderful things. Man, he's old school. It's just amazing, a guy that does so much. I tried to get him on the air to talk about this today because it's his baby and it's his deal, but he says, But he gave me the best of the best, and I have to do this because we've been talking about COVID lazy and folks don't want to work, and I had to get Brian McGuire on from Pitt, Ohio, because there's something happening in that business, in the trucking transportation business, that's disastrous. And disaster oftentimes creates opportunity. And, man, there's opportunity here. I was kind of blown away when I found out what these jobs pay, found out you could be home for dinner every night, found out you don't need a degree, found out they pay your benefits, and there's several hundred opportunities. And we're going to dedicate this half hour to this, and I hope you take advantage of the opportunity. I put it on Facebook, and folks are very interested. Got to introduce Brian McGuire from Pitt, Ohio. Brian, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Marty, fine. How are you doing today?
Fabulous, my brother. Big picture, your industry is changing dramatically from old school drivers to I don't want to drive. It's a problem, is it not, sir?
Well, the industry, the transportation industry, specifically the trucking industry, it's an industry where our current professional drivers are aging. They're getting closer and closer to that retirement age. And what we're finding is in the industry, we're not able to identify enough younger or newer entrances into the transportation industry who want to be professional truck drivers. It's not just unique to Pitt, Ohio. It's
no.
Throughout the whole country, and it's through a variety of different truck driving positions. And it is a real problem.
When I saw you yesterday, they have this beautiful facility in the Strip, Pitt, Ohio. I threw a number at you because I've done some research. I'm reading that in that industry right now, up to 100,000 shortage of truck drivers, sir. 100,000. Is that accurate?
That would be accurate currently, or at least in the near future.
Wow.
And that's based on, again, the aging of the current driver population, and you recognize they'll be retiring one day.
Hey, Brian, tell folks why this is important. You said something yesterday that's profound. If this doesn't turn around, we all have problems, do we not, sir?
Well, here's the issue is anything you purchase, groceries, hardware, clothing, furniture, gasoline, anything we as consumers purchase gets there by a truck. If there's a shortage of drivers where that freight cannot be delivered just due to a shortage, those goods and will not arrive in the stores. Gasoline will not arrive. Your groceries will not arrive. That's the seriousness of this problem, that everything gets to a store by way of a truck.
Brian, this is the supply chain issues we've been reading about. Everything from cars to toilet paper to bicycles to dishwashers, right?
It all gets to that store by way of a truck.
Man.
That last mile, that last delivery goes into a truck into a store.
Brian McGuire with Pitt, Ohio. This is a fantastic company, and the opportunities are tremendous. What is it about the industry? It has a bad rap. Why is that, sir? And how do we change that?
It's something we've been working awfully hard on to change that perception of what is a truck driver. A truck driver is not necessarily somebody who is driving cross country in a truck, you know, 2 to 3 weeks at a time. That's a segment of the truck driving industry. But when you look at a Pitt, Ohio, we're in the LTL business, the less than truckload business. We're a regional trucking company. We have 1,900 drivers. Everyone sleeps in their own bed every day.
Oh.
So we don't cross country with our freight. So from an advantage, it's attractive. It's a professional position. Not anybody can drive a truck.
Right.
It takes training. It takes a dedicated and safe individual to get into the field. But it's a, there's a demand. There's no question about it. Somebody with a commercial driver's license or interest in obtaining a commercial driver's license, there are career opportunities, family-sustaining, lifestyle-sustaining positions in the transportation industry, and it's going to be here well into the future.
It's amazing, man. When you drill down on this, Brian, this is Brian McGuire with Pitt, Ohio, and I started looking at this. So you have a couple hundred openings around your corporation, your business, and the benefits are amazing. The pay's amazing. Kind of lay that out for people, what this pays and what folks can expect if they're interested.
What you can expect, again, due to a labor shortage in the driving field, hourly wage rates have been increasing across Pitt, Ohio, and across our other LTL carriers, where drivers make in the neighborhood of $25 to $30 an hour. We pay overtime after 40 hours in a week. Most drivers work over 40 hours. They work close to 50 hours a week. Our health care in the industry is really second to none. We have a health care program, complete, robust health care program for our employees and family members. There are no weekly or monthly premiums. There are no upfront deductibles to pay.
Come on, man. That's insane. Brian, that's unheard of.
That goes back to the ownership of the company.
Yeah.
As you mentioned earlier on, Chuck Hamill is an extremely generous man, and he believes in not requiring our employees to be paying premiums or deductibles for our health care.
Okay, so these are jobs that are amazing. So with overtime and with the health care, you're talking about a $100,000 plus job in some cases, and yet you can't find applicants. What is it, man? What is it? Do you know?
I think it just it's a perception of the truck driving industry, and it's also individuals that you had mentioned earlier, Marty, and I think I commented on that as well, that we've got to educate individuals. We've got to drive down into the high schools, eventually to the junior highs, and we've got to communicate that these are positions. They don't require college degrees, as you mentioned. There's a lot of good trades out there, professional trades, carpenters, electricians, plumbers, welders. We need to make sure that the professional truck driver position is alongside those other skilled trades.
Right.
And professional truck driving is a skilled trade. And as I mentioned, very sustainable positions. And we've just got to educate what's out there and the need for truck drivers now and going forward.
All right, so we're keeping him for another full segment, but I want to give out a number right now. We also have a video on the site, Get Marty at kdkradio.com. Check it out. It has links to Pitt, Ohio, and this phone number. There are recruiters standing by right now, 412-232-3015, 412-232-3015. And what will they do, Brian, if folks call?
If you call into that number, you'll be connected to one of our recruiters, who they can talk you through any positions that we have available in the Pittsburgh area. And we do operate 3 trucking terminals in the greater Pittsburgh area. They can talk about requirements. They can talk about how do you apply for these jobs. They can answer any questions you may have about Pitt, Ohio, or, you know, the transportation industry. And they're available right now to take your phone call. You can also go to the Pitt, Ohio website, www.pittohio.com, and we have a Career Center tab on our website. You can open that tab, and you can drill down to any positions we have in any of our locations, our 21 locations, but, you know, focusing here is on the Pittsburgh location. So either call into that number and talk to a live recruiter, or go to our website and understand how to apply for these positions.
Hang in there, man. All right. Brian McGuire with Pitt, Ohio. We got him another segment. If you have calls, give us a yell. If you have questions for Brian, 866-391-1020. Look, man, I'm doing this because this is insane. So $25 to $30 an hour, full health care coverage. Come on. And you're home every night in bed. $100,000, benefits and overtime. Here's the number, 412-232-3015. 412-232-3015. Hey, check out the video that I shot with Brian McGuire from Pitt, Ohio. KDKRadio.com. Go to the Get Marty page. You'll see it. Very cool. Provides all this information, contact information. I'm begging you folks just to take a look. Man, they got a couple hundred jobs. This is legit. It's a great company. It's a great opportunity. It's why I'm doing it. I'm not a paid endorser. Nobody called here and said, we'll give you $1,000, do this show. It's got nothing to do with money. Not my money, your money. I'd like to see people get good gigs. And this company's rep is insanely good. I had to grab poor Kathy Bergen and bother her. Hey, Kath.
Hey, Marty, how are you?
So my insiders tell me your husband works at Pitt, Ohio.
Yeah, he'll be there 42 years in August. Yeah, he's trying it out.
and he digs it, right? I mean, it's a great company.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mark has been there almost as long as Chuck Hamill. He's been there that long. Yeah, he started out as a mechanic, a diesel mechanic. And just a few years ago, he kind of moved over into parts administration. But yeah, it's been a great company for him. And you're talking about the benefits, and the medical insurance is by far the best I've heard of anybody having. So yeah,
you know who my place to work. You know, the big boss himself, the legendary Chuck Hamill, sent me that note and said your husband's a superstar. Mm-hmm. So I want to let
that
you know.
Right? Yes. Is that right?
So, thanks, Kath.
Hi, Chuck. You're probably listening. How are you doing? Sure.
Thanks, Kath. So I wanted to bring Kathy into it because it's a great company, and I want you folks to kind of take a look because it's an opportunity, and Kathy is the best. So the number, 412-232-3015. Right now, they have recruiters on standby. Brian McGuire is with us with Pitt, Ohio. Brian, you have a couple hundred opportunities, do you not, sir?
Well, that's across our whole footprint, which, again, we operate 21 terminals in 8 different states, just in the, you know, the Pitt, Ohio, but we have several other trucking companies in many other states that we own those trucking companies, and they have needs as well. But yeah, inside the Pitt, Ohio footprint, a couple hundred is a fair number. And you know, in the Pittsburgh area, you know, we're looking, you know, for the drivers and dock workers in our Pittsburgh areas.
Hey, Brian, you said something yesterday that's really smart. You're trying to kind of dig deep to change this culture, so much so that, didn't you tell me, do you recruit in high schools, and you're going to make a big effort at this, sir?
Well, here's what we do. We have a number of ways a person comes into Pitt, Ohio. We will continue to recruit experienced Class A, Class B commercial drivers. That's going to continue. And we do that with our brand, with our competitive wages, with our benefits program and equipment that we operate. We'll continue that. We also do recruit in driving schools, where you may have an individual, men and women, who graduate from a driving school with a Class A or B license, but don't have enough of the miles driven that we would like to see. So we'll hire those individuals, put them into our finishing program, where we'll have them work with one of our experienced in-house trainers, drive on the streets until they understand and feel comfortable, and then we will turn them loose as their own drivers. So that's the finishing program. But
nice.
A couple years ago, and we were very aggressive with this pre-COVID, we've been dormant for the last year for the right reasons, but we actually developed a driver apprentice program, where we were actually going into high schools, career technical centers, meeting with students, meeting with administrators, and explaining our program that at age 18, we would hire you into our driver apprentice program. And while you're under age 21, you cannot obtain a commercial driver's license until you are 21. But up until 21, you'll work in our dock operations. You'll learn the business, how to load, unload, secure freight, placard freight. And then eventually, while you're still under 21, start driving small sprinter vans or small non-commercial vehicles. We will help you obtain your Class A or B license.
Nice.
And by the time you turn 21, we would like to see you into our larger trucks that require the commercial. So we can come in those positions right out of high school, no experience, but age 18, and they start at $17 an hour with our full benefit package. And then there's annual increases up until the point you graduate from the apprentice program and become a full-time driver with Pitt, Ohio. So a number of different ways to come into our driving positions.
And as Kathy Bergen said, it's a hell of a business to work for. And Brian, I couldn't be more grateful for the opportunity and the insight and the information. It's amazing. And I really, really am appreciative that you're such a straight shooter. Thanks, Brian.
I appreciate it, Marty. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about, again, just a fantastic company that I'm privileged to be able to work for.
You're the best, sir. Thanks, my man.
All right, Marty. Take care. Thank you.
We're giving out this number time and time again. They have recruiters right now. 412-232-3015. 412-232-3015. One more time. 412-232, because folks are calling. 412-232-3015. Also, go to the site, kdkradio.com. Check out the video. Has links to the company, pittohio.com. Please take advantage of this. I'd like to see a couple of you folks get a good gig out of this, you know?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.